أهلا. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I don't think it's
Hey.
come on yet.
Hi.
And I just got a phone call. It was a doctor confirmation. So I had to. I don't know why everybody calls at 6:30.
I know, right?
Well, I think this morning I had five phone calls. When I was on the Oh.
Yeah, I couldn't get on this morning. I was extremely busy for some reason. Like you, everybody called.
Yeah. Well, I won't be on tomorrow because I have another doctor appointment. So this is the month, for 6 month checkups and to give a doctor for everybody part.
Right.
Good evening. Pasuk 22 in section 5 of the Parasha Lech Lecha from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. And I'll start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud kudsha barichu ishkin tebit hilu urchimu udhilu udhilu urchimu. Leyakta Lashem yudhe bovavhe v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai Elohino aleinu ma'asei adenu k'nenei aleinu ma'asei adenu k'nenehu. V'raza demila lech lecha deha kudsha b'rithu. Yahiv Leyana Abraham Ruha Dechach Mata Sehawa Yada Tzarech Hidre Dishuve Alma Lisakal Behol Siatkal Fatikla Siada Kelin Dimimanan Al Sitre Yeshuva. The secret behind the words "get you out" is that the Holy One, blessed be He, inspired Abraham with the spirit of wisdom. He knew how to judge the spirits. Also, the word is winds. It's the Hebrew word ruach. How to judge the spirits of the civilized world? He observed them. He weighed them in the scales and knew how to connect them to the powers entrusted to govern the inhabited places on earth. My commentary. This is telling them us that Abraham knew the wisdom of communicating with other people and when to judge the winds of change of political policies. This is a useful wisdom as a protection shield, but not an effective way to change either yourself or the world. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I wondered if winds could have had a different meaning, only because yesterday I was reading on the UGM website. I think I was editing, and I came across, it was in the meditation, way up into Shabbat. But anyway, it made the comment that on the seventh of Shabbat, that Hashem sends the north wind to warm the earth. And then a week later, on the 14th, he sends the south wind to cause the water to begin to come up in the root system of the trees. So until you just read that, your commentary of winds having to do with political, I forgot how you worded it.
Change of political policies.
Right. Okay. It made me think of what I read yesterday about north wind and south wind. I think it went with the scripture in Song of Songs.
Right.
Winds blowing on the garden. But knowing how in different references, points of reference, you know, there can be different meanings, it made me wonder if Abraham also had knowledge of how Hashem operated with the winds, north, south, east, west, and what they cause or what they bring about.
If you know how the spirits operate, you know the natural laws in the spiritual levels, then you know how the winds operate in the world. Because the cause is always spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same level, the same natural laws work in our world that work in the spiritual worlds. But it's based on their natural physics. But when you understand how to control the spiritual world, you are controlling the physical world. And that's really what my comment was about, and what you're relating to in what you thought about as it was being read. Because the natural inclination would be to read this, that Hashem inspired Abraham with the spirit of wisdom. He knew how to judge the spirits of the civilized world. But what is a spirit of the civilized world? You live in a city. There's an angel who's over that city. There's an angel whose name represents the energy of that city. If you know that, then you can affect the movements of the angel, because the angel has to answer to the human being. The angel knows the human being is above him. When the human being speaks, the angel follows his directions. That's why the Tower of Babel happened. And it's still true.
It seems to me that Abraham had a spark of Adam's wisdom as well, because he could read. He could look into a creature and know his essence. So basically, is that the same as what Abraham could do by looking at a person and know its essence based on knowing how to control the ruach?
Yes.
Is it also leading to the fact that when he appointed judges, he also used that intelligence or wisdom to appoint the political system, I guess you would say, back in the wilderness?
I'm not clear on what you're saying, because the political system is different in every location. America has a certain form of government and a political system. England has a different system, a different political system. That's why in England there's three or four parties that they have to work together, the same in Israel. There's no majority, because the energy of the place is like that.
Yeah, I was talking about in the wilderness when Abraham appointed judges over
That was Moses. That was Moses.
I'm confused. I'm in the wrong timeline.
You're making the same comment. Did Moses had the secret of being able of face and hand reading. He could look at a person and know their spiritual level. And so he could appoint judges, but one of the interesting things when we get to that point in Exodus, one of the interesting things that comes out is that Moses was told to appoint judges with about five characteristics, or maybe seven characteristics, and he could only find people with four of them. So he chose the best that he could, but they still were not ready to be on the level of the judge that Yitro, or Hashem through Yitro, was recommending to him. But you have to read the words in that verse carefully and to understand the meaning of those words as to the type of people who are to become judges. I'm not sure I've answered your question.
Oh, yes, sir. I was just in the wrong timeline.
Not a problem. I've been in the wrong timeline for most of my life. How many is there? Any other questions, or should I move on?
I think
think it's in the Zoom.
Pasuk 23. Kad mata legor legoy nekuda de emsaita de yeshuva chita keil petik leh vila hawa salek viyadeya ashkach lamin da heila di mimana ala lila yakil leit tabeka siruteya. When he reached the middle point of civilization, he weighed it in the scales, but could not reach any conclusion. This means that he elevated Mayim Nukvim, female waters, in order to draw down the spirit of wisdom to that place, but he did not succeed. He tried to see and to know what sort of power governed that place, but could not conceive it. My commentary. This is speaking about the land of Israel, whose governing entity is Hashem, himself, and not an angelic minister. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, the sentence in caps gives us the definition of what the middle point of civilization was, and then your comments about it in the land of Israel and no angelic being that Hashem himself over Israel, that pretty well puts meaning to that verse.
Yeah, between my commentary and Rabbi Ashlag's, it's very clear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My first thought before both of those things was I thought about the candle and thought when the black light was there that the next color light, was it white, would come over it automatically,
right.
But evidently not automatic. Or at least Israel doesn't fit with the pattern.
Well, it's automatic as long as there's Mayim Nukvim, as long as there's female waters, there's a human action.
Mm-hmm.
Then that human action will draw down upon it what it's supposed to draw down, the desire of the human being to draw down whatever energy is appropriate
mm-hmm.
for the consciousness of the human being.
Being the center of the world, Israel, and Hashem is over Israel with no ministering angel, just directly to him, Hashem. Would that be called like Holy of Holies?
Say the last two words.
Would that be called Holy of Holies, the center of creation? And you have a direct source to Hashem with no buffer in between?
Well, obviously Hashem is holy. And in order to have a direct connection to Hashem, you would need to be holy. But I'm not sure what you mean by holy in that context.
Well, I mean like in the temple, you had the Holy of Holies.
Yes.
And it was, that's what I'm referencing to, is that aspect.
The center of the civilization is the Holy of Holies. But at this level of consciousness of the people, the people were not able to draw down the energy of the Holy of Holies. They could only draw down a level of consciousness referred to in verse 23 as the middle point of civilization. it took the elevation of the people of Israel to elevate the level of consciousness of the land, to elevate the, to manifest the building of the temple in order to draw down that energy called Holy of Holies. That energy is a level of consciousness. The middle point of civilization is in the land of Israel, but it's a level lower than the Holy of Holies. Is it making sense?
Yes, absolutely.
One person cannot bring down the level of the Holy of Holies. The Kohen Gadol has to go into the Holy of Holies, but he is representing the unity of the children of Israel. He's
right.
Representing a nation, not an individual.
Right.
Not a family. There's not enough desire to receive to draw down that ultimate holy energy within just the family, just the person. Verse 24. Ta'akil kama zamim v'chama t'hamitaman ishtil kol alma ashkach v'tzeref tzeraf t'kakalaminda v'chama d'hachela ila adiala leit Leit Shura Amik Vesatin Vela Leitu Ihu Kegavne Desitre Dear Gay Dishuva. He weighed a few more times before realizing that the whole world sprouts from that place and is established upon it. He observed carefully and measured so as to understand the subject and concluded that the supernal force above it could not be measured, that it is deep and hidden, and that it does not resemble the different parts of the inhabited land. My commentary. Again, the Zohar is telling us that Avram tried to know Hashem completely, which as we know is impossible for a physical being to encompass a spiritual knowledge. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Do you think this is a period in his walk with Hashem where he hasn't as of yet been visited, you know, and promised the things that Hashem promised him when the three visitors came? So it's like he's, okay, he realized that, you know, the idols weren't God, and destroy the idols and the fathers, according to the Midrash.
Right.
And so this is kind of maybe the beginning of his coming to know Hashem.
Yes. This is what the Zohar is hinting at.
Mm-hmm.
If he tried to know Hashem completely. And so that's the idea of this word measured. Measured or weighed. Those are words that come out of the Sefer Yetzirah.
Mm-hmm.
So that they're very particular in their meaning, which it would be difficult to explain. There are five components, five attributes of every letter. Two of those are weight and measure. We're out of time, so I'm not sure if we've completed this, Basuk, but you'll let me know on Monday when we come back.
Okay.
Tonight's 7 o'clock class is a Tikkuni Zohar in honor of the... We're supposed to connect to the Tikkuni Zohar daily during Elul. So I bid you all shalom gadol. Speak to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And shalom gadol to you.
Shalom.
Thank you.